Wearing workmen's jumpsuits similar to Seth's, Jag and Winter clambered down through the street-level access hole into the underground just in front of Valen's prison. Jag pulled the hatch closed above them. This was a well-maintained maze of permacrete tunnels, metal pipes, access hatches, and machinery, some of it ancient. None of the tunnels headed in the direction of the prison.
"Which is as it should be," Winter said. "Tunnels to and from the prison would mean a higher rate of escapes."
Jag looked up and down the passageways leading from the access.
"So what has Seth been doing? We haven't seen any sign that he's been removing debris."
"Let's find out."
Half an hour's exploration revealed some of what Seth had been up to. An electronics junction box that was suspiciously free of grime held an oversized, very powerful data pad recently patched into the box's electronic components. Winter activated it, spent a few minutes bypassing its simple security, and then flipped through the presets in its programming. Each showed a length of permacrete tunnel, walls at right angles to an almost blemish-free floor, dim glow rods in a line across the ceiling. One preset displayed a simple diagram of the underground area, showing the leading edge of the prison and a spot a quarter kilometer away joined by some sort of access tunnel.
"Got it," Winter said. "It's a riot raid tunnel."
"Which is what exactly?"
"It's a tunnel with only two accesses. One is at the prison, and it can't be opened from the prison side. It's probably not even detectable as a door on the prison side. It'd be disguised as a permacrete wall, maybe in a storage area.
The other end goes straight to a law enforcement station of some sort, and can only be opened from inside the station. If there's a prison riot or mass breakout and the prisoners take over, the authorities have a fast, secret way to get into the prison."
Jag considered.
"So he sliced into the holocams observing the tunnel, and probably subverted them, and he may have already drilled an access into the tunnel itself. He'll be working on a bypass for the prison end door next."
"That's it. He goes into the prison from this access, thaws Valen, brings him out the same way. Minimal fuss. But how does he find Valen?"
"Through the Force. Jaina says she can feel him, even in his present comatose state. More significantly, how did he find out about this tunnel?"
"I'm not sure. Back in the days of the Old Republic, Jedi sometimes helped the authorities in suppressing riots like this. Perhaps he found a reference to such an event in the Jedi archives."
"I'll ask Jaina to look into that. Can you keep Seth's holocams from recording? If there's an access into that tunnel, we need to go down there."
"I can."
Seth's access was easy to find. A sheet of Durasteel with weld marks all along its edges appeared to be a wall damage patch, but turned out to be simply held in place by four large blobs of a glue-like substance. Behind the metal sheet was a ragged circular hole, clearly cut by a lightsaber, into the tunnel shown on Seth's monitor. Jag and Winter entered the tunnel and walked its length, finding no sign of sabotage at the security station end. Seth had clearly been at work at the prison end, however. Sophisticated bypass gear had been attached to the access console beside the blast door. Winter activated it and ran through its memory, determining that it had been testing thousands of possible activation codes at a rate designed to prevent the security station's central computer from flagging the events as intrusion attempts.
"It shouldn't take him much longer," she told Jag. "A few hours, a day, maybe two."
In silent response, he pointed up. She looked that way and saw what he had found. Two small thermal detonators, one affixed to the ceiling above the blast door controls, one in the ceiling 20 meters down the tunnel.
"He's bringing Valen out. Shuts the door if he can, and if there's a pursuit, he triggers the detonators," Jag explained, "bringing the roof down and preventing further pursuit. There's another one, past the hole he cut. That will keep security station personnel from following."
Winter nodded.
"So that's his plan. What's ours?"
"This tunnel is a perfect trap. We follow him in here, the two of us and Tahiri. We confront him, capture him, and spirit him back to the Jedi Temple."
"Which is simple and brilliant as long as everything goes right. Now let's get out of here and start planning for everything that might go wrong."
Jag sighed.
"I really thought that when I got out of flying for my living, I'd also get out of mission planning."
"You aren't that lucky,"